Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's spring quarter. Welcome back. A lot of you are looking forward to some special things this quarter. The first-year students in their language classes are looking forward to some real classes. But most of you are looking forward to Call Day, and you probably know how many days it is till April 25th. Then there's graduation, ordination. What are you looking forward to? All of us are looking forward to Jesus' return, a Savior that we await from heaven, where our citizenship lies, who will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. We look forward to going home. Jerusalem, my happy home. Till then, we wait. And Paul tells us as we wait to stand firm, but he also tells us, imitate me. Imitate me and follow the example of those who walk according to our example. Imitation is sometimes said to be the highest form of flattery. Who is it that you imitate? Who is it that you set up as a pattern to follow? One to model your own life, your own ministry after. Before coming to the seminary to be a student a long time ago, I served as a director of Christian education, and I did that for 12 years, and I served with two different pastors, fine pastors, who modeled ministry for me. They showed me a love for God and his word and a care and concern for God's people, and those two pastors influenced my own pastoral ministry very much. Imitation. Kids imitate their parents, sometimes for good, sometimes for not so good. But think about your own parents and the things that you have received from them, the things that you have imitated from their lives. Some life skills, integrity, honesty, the faith itself passed on to another generation. Parents who model their faith, who live out their faith, where Jesus is a reality in their lives, and faith is not just something that happens on Sunday mornings, but is part of everyday life in the home. Children imitate that and follow that. And I appreciate that example of faith that I received from my parents. But parents sometimes model some bad things too. And as you look at your own parents, there's maybe some things that you've said, I'll never do that. I'll never say that to my kids. But then again, have you? My wife tells me every once in a while, you're being just like your dad again. And I say, I don't want to do that, at least not in that area. Imitation. Kids imitate their parents. And it becomes a real problem when the cycle repeats itself over and over again in things like child abuse, sexual abuse. But the scripture tells us that we are to imitate Christ, to be like him. Philippians 2, to imitate him in his servanthood. 1 Peter 2, to follow the example of Christ when we face suffering. And we can understand that Christ is the one to follow, to imitate, the example to hold up for our own lives. But Paul tells us imitate me. Follow my example. How many of us would feel comfortable saying that to someone else? Follow my example, as imperfect a sinner as I am. But that's exactly what Paul tells us to do. Paul, who said he was the chief of sinners, says, follow my example and imitate me in repentance, turning from sin and the things that entangle our feet and keep us from running the race and walking the walk of faith. But then follow Paul's example and imitate him in his confidence in the gospel of Christ, the grace of God in Christ Jesus for each of us. Follow him in his confidence in Christ's transforming power at work within us. Follow him in his confidence in the resurrection of Christ and our own resurrection that we look forward to. Now, although Paul can say, imitate me, and speak with apostolic authority, it's a good reminder to each of us that there are those around us who are watching us, who are following our example, who are imitating us, our own children and family members, our co-workers and colleagues, our peers and friends, our parishioners and neighbors. The world watches. Are we among those walking according to the example that we have from Paul? Or are we walking, as he says, enemies of the cross of Christ? Self-centered activities? Or to excuse sinful living? In the cafeteria line? Or at the bar or the beer keg? Or on the internet? Or in the jokes that we tell or the language that we use or the priorities that set our timetable? What example do we give? Our citizenship is in heaven. We have a Savior that we're waiting for who will transform us. But he's already at work within us through his Word and Spirit, doing his transforming work. And so we will not conform to the pattern, the way of thinking and living of this world, but we will allow him to transform us to be more like him. Amen.